Hello, hi, welcome to the session titled OpenStreetMap Features as Proxy to Socioeconomic Indicators, a Network Theory Approach. My name is Albert, but my research advisor before gave me the nickname Bash, since I am an advocate of loss or free and libre open source software. Bash, as some of you already know, is one of the most used scripting language in our terminals. Currently, I am a data activist based in the Philippines, where I do consulting across various small-scale businesses and non-government organizations. As a data activist, I seek to use technology and let it serve the oppressed and the marginalized, hence the motivation of this presentation. I am really inspired to share our experiences in tech coming from an underrepresented country in terms of digital monopoly and lack of access to expensive and proprietary tools. So open source technology and open source tool is really important for us. Okay, so let's begin. A 2019 study in the Philippines found that 21% of the Philippine population is living below the poverty line. Now, from my lived experience growing from a poor neighborhood, the economic gap between the rich and the poor has only been increasing. As such, in the past few years, there were several efforts in alignment with the Sustainable Development Goals to reduce extreme poverty by 2030. And as such, identifying areas that are vulnerable is very important to such efforts, as it is vital to how they will create their solutions and policies. Currently, the way that these organizations get data is through surveys, which are either too expensive to conduct or they rely on the national census, but these are infrequent and not always up to date. Another problem with surveys is that they rely on random sampling. Therefore, there is this amount of uncertainty as assumptions will not fully reflect that of the population. Some data providers and research institutes do have relevant data for understanding poverty, but it is a paid service that most NGOs and advocate groups cannot afford. So with this problem in mind, I think there is a need to develop methodologies to gather complete and current data using open data and open source tools. Okay. So the main objective of this project is to devise a supervised machine learning algorithm to predict income classification of urban and rural areas in the Philippines. One caveat, though, is that this objective is just a simplification of a complex problem. Results does not necessarily reflect whole solution, but it can try to give us insights for possible future exploration and consideration. For the ground truth for the income classification that I used for the socioeconomic indicator, I got the most recent data, which